The Diamond Plan, exclusively for the few.
From the ARN News Centre, this is Dubai 92 News.
Good evening from the ARN News Centre. I'm Shona McCallum. In top local news, the Indian Embassy in the UAE has confirmed to ARN News it will provide all necessary support to the family of an Indian fisherman killed yesterday by the US Navy off the coast of Dubai. An American warship fired at the man's fishing boat, which is said to have travelled close to the vessel near the mouth of the Jebel Ali port. American officials say warnings were sounded before they began firing. An investigation continues. Theodore Karasik, Director of Research and Development at the Institute for the Near East and Gulf Military Analysis, says it appears the US followed standard procedures.
The rules of engagement for the American Navy is exactly what happened yesterday. They fired warning shots at the boat and then used lethal power to stop the boat from approaching any closer.
Staying local, and a man from the UAE was found dead in a hotel room in Pattaya. The UAE and Thai media have reported the 26-year-old body was found lifeless on a bed with no signs of injuries or abuse. Thai police said the man was either drugged or has taken his own life. In other news, the UK Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has been visiting a refugee camp in Jordan near the border with Syria. It comes amid reports of more fighting in the north of the Syrian capital. Mr. Hague also met Jordanian Foreign Minister Nasser Judeh. He says a UN resolution is needed.
We are arguing for it, along with other Western and Arab nations at the United Nations Security Council. We will continue to argue for it over the coming hours. But this process is the best hope of averting even greater chaos and bloodshed in Syria.
That's despite the risk of a Russian veto, which will add to the already hostile relationship between Russia and the West over the Syrian crisis. And finally, Bob Dylan is to release a new studio album, which will mark 50 years in the music business. Tempest will be on sale from September and is his 35th LP. Dylan headlined Spain's Benicassim Music Festival at the weekend and is just finishing a European tour.
Dubai 92 Sport.
Bruno Metsu has replaced Maradona as coach of Dubai club Al Wasl. The Frenchman has reportedly signed a two-year contract and is joining the team next week. Metsu was the national coach in Qatar and has also worked in several clubs in the Emirate. He also coached Senegal, helping it reach the quarterfinals of the 2002 World Cup. Maradona was ousted from the club last week because of poor performance. England's lead bowler James Anderson insists he's ready for the ultimate examination in Test cricket. His side faced South Africa at the Oval.